Welcome to Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine. I'm your host, Jill Jardine, Master's in Counseling Psychology, longtime professional astrologer, psychic, healer, yogi, and Sanskrit mantra instructor. In this episode, in honor of Valentine's Day and for love all year long, I'm going to share Sanskrit mantras for love. Stay tuned to amp up your love frequency. Welcome to the episode on Sanskrit mantras for love. I'm going to teach mantras for all kinds of love, for self-love, to attract love, to improve existing relationships, and for divine love. Stay tuned to the end of the episode when you will receive a high vibrational love mantra transmission. The last time I did a podcast on love mantras was way back on October 15th, 2020. So my listeners are overdue for an infusion of love. There may be a few mantras that are the same from that podcast, but most will be new for my listeners. Also, the format that I share mantras in this podcast is slightly different. I'll explain some more about the mantra, say it a few times, and then proceed to the description and application of the next love mantra. At the end of the episode, I will chant each mantra 27 times in succession, creating a strong transmission of Shakti, divine energy, through the japa or repetition of mantra with proper pronunciation and cadence according to my mantra lineage. Make sure you stay tuned until the end of the episode to receive this high voltage mantra transmission. And for those who are wondering, how can Jill teach mantras? Well, for some of my new listeners, I just want to let you know I am an initiated and certified instructor in Sanskrit mantra through the lineage of Namadeva Acharya Thomas Ashley Ferrand. In this episode, I will teach Sanskrit mantras for love that have been transmitted through my mantra teacher's lineage. It's important to learn Sanskrit mantras from a real teacher or guru that has been initiated in mantra through a teacher or lineage. There's a lot of Sanskrit mantras out there on YouTube, but one must be careful, especially if they don't know the source of who's teaching them or where they are coming from, especially with love mantras. We never want to chant to manipulate another person as the object of our mantra. There's something called Vashikarana mantras that can be manipulative and almost reek of black magic. Just think of Vashikaran as a very bad karma. According to Wikipedia, Vashikaran is a ritual and type of mantra used to gain control of someone, a situation, a person's soul, or even an animal. Although an ancient practice in Indian religious traditions today, it is mostly associated with attracting love. Vashikarani may also be described as a love spell. Vashikaran comes from the Sanskrit Vashikara, meaning subjugating or making someone subject to one's will. It derives from the root vash, control, and karan, doing. So stay away from internet mantras, as they may be Vashikaran mantras, and thus you are creating very bad karma for yourself. The mantras I'm sharing today and any of the Sanskrit mantras I teach come from a very vetted, powerful lineage of true gurus of mantra. So you will feel that healing and love transmission. And so for some of my listeners who are new to Sanskrit and the power of chanting in Sanskrit, I have some information to share. Sanskrit is a very powerful tool for self-improvement. It is the yoga of sound. Sanskrit is the oldest language on the planet, called Deva Lingua, the mother of tongues or the language of the gods. The Sanskrit alphabet has 50 letters, which is the same number of petals on the first six chakras, the energy centers located along the spine. So the first chakra, root chakra, the second chakra, navel chakra, third chakra, solar plexus, fourth chakra, heart, fifth chakra, is the throat, and the third chakra is the third eye. And if I want to work with the Sanskrit energy, this is the name of the chakras in Sanskrit. Root, Muladhara. Second chakra is the Svadhisthana. Third chakra is the Manipura. Fourth chakra, the heart, is the Anahata. Fifth chakra, the throat, is the Vishuddha. And the sixth chakra is the Ajna chakra, the third eye. So those six mantras have lotuses or flowers on them. And when we chant, we're going to vibrate the petals of these chakra lotuses. Now, the crown chakra stands by itself, the thousand-petaled lotus. That's our connection to source. And it gets activated by the silence of the spoken mantras, the mantras said aloud, or even the vibration if you're praying and saying them softly. The other thing about Sanskrit, if anybody out there is a yogi or has taken yoga, it's preferred when you're learning yoga to learn the name of the postures in Sanskrit, because again, there's that divine transmission from them being taught orally over the years. For instance, corpse pose, Shavasana. When we chant Sanskrit mantras, many magical things can happen. We may feel physical healing in our bodies, illumination of consciousness, and other sensations such as energy, goosebumps, or spiritual confirmation, which is kundalini activation. Chanting mantras activates Shakti, a Sanskrit term for the divine feminine life force. Shakti can be transmitted from gurus or teachers to students and from healers to receivers. When we chant in Sanskrit, we can mitigate negative planetary influences in our natal birth chart and enhance positive planetary influences. Chanting in Sanskrit optimizes health and well-being and calms the mind. In fact, the word mantra, manas for mind, and tra from the Sanskrit tray, translates to stilling the mind. Chanting in Sanskrit clears karma and removes samskaras, which are basically soul scars. It activates kundalini shakti. We can attain siddhi if we chant in Sanskrit, which are spiritual powers, and buddhi, which is wisdom. Chanting energizes spiritual physiology, and it uplifts your physical environment, both within you, but also in your immediate environment and your surrounds. It does create a beautiful harmonic field wherever you go. And I love chanting in the car because it's also very protective. And a little bit about mantras. Mantras are energy-based sounds. Mantras create thought energy waves. Mantras are tools of power and for power. Mantras don't have a direct language translation. Just think of it this way. If you tell a child not to touch the stove and you say hot or burn, they won't understand that until they actually experience it and touch the stove and feel what hot is or feel what burn is. Mantras have been tested and or verified by the original framers or founders of the mantra. And as I mentioned before, Sanskrit mantras are composed of letters which correspond to certain petals or spokes on the chakras of the subtle body. There are 50 Sanskrit letters, and they each correspond with a petal among the 50 petals in chakra 1 to 6, from the base of the spine to the third eye. So you may ask, why chant for love? When we chant in Sanskrit mantra, we create Shakti. Shakti is the divine feminine power. Shiva, the masculine, is sleeping, dormant masculine consciousness that needs to be awakened. Mantras can awaken and bring into balance masculine and feminine within us. And when we balance the masculine and feminine, these energies, they will help us attract an appropriate partner. Mantras can enhance the attractive power of a person. Mantras raise your vibration to help you meet your match. When we want to bring more love into our life, the best place to start is creating more self-love. If one loves themselves or feels confident, that is putting a higher frequency out into the world than one who is self-loathing, depressed, or a Debbie Downer. All the mantras that I will share on this podcast will enhance the energies of self-love. But I want to share one that my teacher, Namadeva Acharya, witnessed to be very good for cultivating feelings of confidence, self-love, and empowerment. This is a goddess mantra to Chamundi, an aspect of Durga, the protective goddess. Women and men can gain self-esteem from the contact with the great feminine when they chant this mantra. It will improve self-love. And remember, I'm going to just share it, and then we're going to do japa at the end of the episode. So the first mantra is Om Aim Hrim Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha. 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 This is a powerful mantra because it contains many seed mantras within. Seed mantras are like the acorn that contain the whole tree. Seed mantras have extraordinary power. Go back and listen to my podcast on seed mantras from November 10th, 2020. So if we break down Om Aim Hrim Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha, Om is the seed of unity of the feminine and masculine principles at the brow center. Aim is the seed sound for the principle of Saraswati, who presides over sound, the arts and sciences, both spiritual and material. Hrim is the seed sound for the sacred heart. Klim is the principle of attraction. Chamunde is an aspect of the feminine that can destroy negativity. Yay is the Shakti activating sound. And Viche activates the power of the mantra in several chakras at once. The second mantra I'm going to share is for attraction. And it is part of the first mantra, Om Aim Hrim Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha. And that is the seed mantra, Klim. Klim, 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 Klim. Klim is the seed for the principle of attraction. This sound is commonly combined with other mantras to attract the object of desire. Because of the power to attract things is so powerful, with Klim, the seed is called Kama Bija, or the desire seed. Kama is Sanskrit for love and desire. Just think of the Kama Sutra, a treatise on lovemaking from the ancient Vedic teachings. And remember, never chant for a specific person to come to you or to be your lover or husband or boyfriend or wife or girlfriend, as this creates bad karma. The next mantra I'm going to teach is an example of using Klim combined with other mantras. It is combining Klim with the Krishna or love principle in the mantra. And it is Om Klim Krishnaya Namaha. Om Klim Krishnaya Namaha. Om Klim Krishnaya Namaha. Om Klim Krishnaya Namaha. Krishna is the divine lover in the Vedic pantheon. Personal love, devotional love, and self-love can all be improved by chanting this mantra. This mantra can also attract love into your life by invoking the energy of Krishna. The fourth mantra I want to teach today is Om Kamalaye Namaha. Remember that Kama, K-A-M-A, is the Sanskrit word for love or desire. The goddess of love in the Vedic tradition is Kamala, who is a love aspect of Lakshmi, the goddess of abundance. To bring more love into your life, you can chant her mantra, Om Kamalaye Namaha, Om Kamalaye Namaha, Om Kamalaye Namaha. So the fifth mantra today is another mantra using the word Kama. And that mantra is Om Kamadaye Namaha, interpreted as salutations to the Divine Mother, who is the bestower of fulfillment. So think about what you want to bring in: a loving relationship, casual relationship, a live-in relationship. Think of what it is. And again, never attach a person, a specific person to it. and chant the mantra, Om Kamadaye Namaha, Om Kamadaye Namaha, Om Kamadaye Namaha. This next mantra can enhance existing relationships and also bring a higher love. And that mantra is Om Parama Prema Rupaya Namaha. Om and salutations to the supreme divine love coming in a recognizable form. And again, personal, self, or divine love. Om Parama Prema Rupaya Namaha. Om Parama Prema Rupaya Namaha. Om Parama Prema Rupaya Namaha. And the last mantra is for divine love and to enhance all types of love with this simple mantra, Aham Prema, which means I am divine love. Aham Prema, Aham Prema, Aham Prema. Welcome to the part of the episode you've been waiting for. The mantra shakti transmission through japa or repetition of the love mantras. So I will go through each mantra chanting it 27 times, but I suggest you chant each one 108. So they are in a different order than the way I taught them. So go with the flow because they build up a charge. So the first mantra is the simple seed mantra, clean. Clean, 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 clean. Mantra number two, Om Klim Krishnaya Namaha. 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 The next mantra uses Klim as well. Om Aim Harim Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha. 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 Om Aim Hrim 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 Klim Chamundaye Viche Namaha. And to the goddess of love, Om Kamalaye Namaha. 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 Om Kamadaye Namaha, using the seed sound Kama for love. Om Kamadaye Namaha. 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 The next two mantras, Om Parama Prema Rupaya Namaha and Aham Prema, both have the word Prema, P-R-E-M-A, in Sanskrit, which means love, Prema. So sometimes when we sign letters or emails, we sign them Om and Prem, P-R-E-M, which means salutations and love. Om Parama Prema Rupaya Namaha, bringing supreme divine love coming in a recognizable form. Om Parama Prema Rupaya Namaha. 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 Om Padma 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 Prema Rupaya Namaha. And the final mantra, Aham Prema. Aham Prema, 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 Aham Prema. I hope you enjoyed this episode on Sanskrit mantras to amp up your love frequency in honor of Valentine's Day and all year round. Make sure you download, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. This is Cosmic Scene with Jill Jardine signing out, sending healing love vibrations through the quantum field. Stop.